Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name is Mark Cuniberti. In response to my newscast a few weeks back covering the recent cryptocurrency Bitcoin and similar tokens and how they are kind of blowing up, a reader and listener reached out offering to better explain the workings of Bitcoin. My article and newscast detailed the bankruptcies and liquidity issues of a handful of Bitcoin exchanges. Specifically, the blowups included, but were not limited to, the firms of Celsius, Voyager, and Three Arrows. The news was alight with stories of people losing their life savings or a portion thereof, and some firms halted withdrawals, closed down, or basically disappeared. Already, malfeasance seems to be rampant, as there are cases such as CEOs disappearing, like Amir and Rais Kaji. The founders of AfriCrypt have gone AWOL. They are not the only ones. The founder of a popular crypto exchange in Turkey has disappeared, with media reports indicating that he has fled the country with $2 billion and left 300,000 frustrated users. The physical whereabouts of another CEO, Zhu Su, and his partner Kyle Davies, who started Three Arrows in 2012, are also currently unknown as to their whereabouts. The detractors of my previous article may be right on one point. I don't fully understand the workings and wherewithal of crypto, but that was the point. I don't understand all of it, and I'm certain that most that play in the Cybercoin universe don't. But I don't need to fully understand it, the Cybercoin asset, to give the opinions expressed in my last newscast. What I do understand, however, and what the detractors of the newscast don't, is the technical and human price action and buying habits we have seen and continue to see in Bitcoin, like Cybercoin, resembles every other mania in history. Only in the case of Cybercoins, the action blows previous mania metrics all to hell. Simply put, the extreme volatile price movement absolutely prevent Bitcoin, at least right now, from becoming a valid procurement currency. Currencies must maintain their purchasing power. And when I say maintain, I don't mean always go up. This certainly is not maintaining stability. To better grasp that, think of an air traffic controller telling an airplane to maintain its altitude. Obviously, that doesn't mean go up or down. In essence, it means stay still. The same holds true for any potential currency. It must remain relatively price stable. And of course, Bitcoin is anything but price stable. When a tulip bulb in Holland skyrocketed in price to a high of 10 years annual salary in the 17th century, or property in Tokyo went as high as $139,000 a square foot in the 80s, I also didn't fully understand all the ins and outs of these asset markets, but I don't have to. I know a bubble when I see one, and they have occurred over and over in man's history and date back to Roman times and beyond. Back to my newscast reader who contacted me offering to educate me on Bitcoin, I politely said no. Like I said, I don't need to understand Bitcoin to draw historical and monetary conclusion for it, but perhaps my listener should bone up on the symptoms and signs and causes of an asset mania. If he did, he might find that perhaps many people that bought tulip bulbs in Holland way back when, or Japanese real estate in the 80s, or dot-com stocks in the 90s, or even real estate in the mid-2000s, fully understood those things, but they all lost their shirts when the mania collapsed in the end. No, my dear listener, I don't need a class on Bitcoin to know it looks an awful lot like the other manias that ended badly, complete with cons, thieves, and wiped out bank accounts. And now we see disappearing CEOs, collapsing firms, and frozen withdrawals. But to name a few of the early possible signs, it may be all coming to an unfortunate but familiar end. Like I said, I don't fully understand Bitcoin, and I doubt many do. But they will fully get it if their life savings evaporate one morning into the cyber universe, never to be seen again. And then, like the iconic movie Ghostbusters, who you gonna call? Remember, however, no one can forecast markets or any cyber coin movements at any time. So take this all with the proverbial grain of salt. I'm watching the markets so you don't have to. Remember, the newscast is not meant as investment advice and expresses my opinion only and is not the opinion of any bank, investment firm, nor this radio station, its staff members or underwriters. I hold a degree in economics with honors from 1979, San Diego State University, and California Insurance License OL34249. Our website is moneymanagementradio.com, our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. My name's Mark Cuniberti. Money!
cry.